Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Some new numbers came out. CBS News reporting from the Federal Reserve Bank. 9 million small business owners fear that they're not going to survive 2021 without government assistance. 9 million. If you do it another way, it ends up being 30% of small businesses. 3 out of every 10 saying they're not going to make it. So we're talking business today, and we're talking about it and the support for those businesses with Len Garza. Joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, he is not only the founder of Garza Law, but also does entrepreneurial corporate attorney work, and he is kind enough to join us here on KDK. Len, thanks for being here. We appreciate your perspective today.
Rick, thanks for having me.
What are you hearing from businesses? And this is not a new thing. This isn't just something that happened as of February the 17th or 18th, 2021. How long have you been hearing from businesses?
For a year.
Yeah.
Longer.
Yeah.
We wind back to right about when all this was getting started. Not all businesses were doing great right before this. Lot, especially small businesses, medium-sized businesses that I deal with. And then once the pandemic hit, chaos. What's going on? Have problems. I'm going to need to lay off employees. I'm not going to be able to make payroll holding out like this. What do we do? What are the laws? Well, the laws were always changing because the laws didn't contemplate a pandemic. In comes the CARES Act, and all of a sudden there's this emergency legislation that all of us are trying to get our arms around and figure out what does it mean and how does it help small businesses. So we've spent the whole year and are still continuing to unravel out of all of that.
Backing up a step, what do you call a small business? What does that mean to you? Is it based on employees? Is it based on revenue? What's it based on?
It can be based on either. And when I say small, I by no means mean insignificant. I'm talking about small and medium-sized businesses as compared to the Fortune 500. Those are the big corporations. Those are big businesses out there. So small businesses are anything. I have a wider definition. It goes anywhere from, look, you're what some people call a solopreneur. You're by yourself. You have a few partners, to everywhere for everything from you've grown. You have revenue, millions of dollars in revenue, sometimes tens of millions of dollars in revenue. That puts you more to the mid-size range. So this is pretty broad range, but what I'm not talking about are the big, supermassive Fortune 500 companies. A lot of those, they're getting the help they need, but really it's small businesses, the core of our nation. Those are the ones that have been hurting, and that's what I'm focused on.
So if these companies are trying to hit a moving target when it comes to future legislation that may or may not provide a way to sort of toss them a life preserver, if you will, what should these businesses be doing right now to make sure they're ready, not knowing what's coming down the pike?
Right. You never know what's going to come down, Rick, and I think that's the key thing that all business owners have been asking themselves, and if they're not, they should be asking themselves, look, the legislation will come, but you see what's happening with Congress. There's this back and forth, ebb and flow, came with the election. Now the election's over. There's still uncertainty. Whatever's going to come for the small business owner, it's going to be too late and not enough whenever it gets here. So at most, it's going to be a Band-Aid. What can small businesses focus on right now? Well, there are two primary things that I've been helping small businesses focus on. Number one is foster alliances. look around you. You know, as a small business owner, you're used to doing things independently. You're used to taking the reins, being in control. That's great. That's excellent. But realize that being independent doesn't mean being alone. There are other ways. You need to lean on others and explore ways to collaborate. What do I mean by that? Well, I mean strategic alliances. Now, what these are vital for small businesses, and they help with survival during recessions and this pandemic. Not only helping them, but when we get out of this, and we will get out of it, it helps supercharge your growth after the pandemic. So to think big conceptually, strategic alliances, you think about Starbucks and Target. Target, every time you go in, you see a Starbucks there. Well, they entered into this alliance realizing way back when that both brands have similar audiences, mm-hmm. busy shoppers looking to indulge in affordable luxuries. But that's not only, those alliances only are for these big corporations. You can do this and should do this at the small business level. Right. So it really involves stepping out of your everyday business, which people have a lot of time to do right now because maybe it's not as busy. At least for the last years, maybe it's not as busy or the government shut them down altogether. And they're thinking, okay, think strategically about what I need to do, my business, positioning us to come out of this. Is there something that we do and then other things that we do that aren't necessarily our strong suit that work collaboratively with maybe another business? For example, last year, I helped a transportation company. Things were slow for them. They had a lot of equipment that was sitting around for 12 hours a day, but they're paying for it 24/7. Well, what we did is we reached out to some of my connections. We had some discussions, and they worked with a local shipping business to rent out some of their equipment on a short-term basis.
So somebody else can use it without paying for it, but then the owner of it is making money from it when it would otherwise be idle.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. So it takes thinking strategically like that. And hey, I agree, it's not easy. A lot of times it's easier when the economy is going great. You're chugging every day in and out, getting your clients, customers in. But when it's not, you have that time to think. You have that time to strategize. And although it can be difficult, think of where you want to go in the future and think of some of these strategic ideas that can help you not only now, but when you come out of this, you can strengthen those relationships and be creative about it.
Len Garza joining us. He is the founder of Garza Law and also works with entrepreneurs and businesses in these difficult times. If you've got a great idea and you are certain that it's going to work, should you go ahead and open a small business now?
Well, first of all, I can say this, Rick. If you're certain it's going to work, you feel pretty good about yourself. That's a pretty good position to be in.
But don't you have to have that belief?
I mean,
you have to believe it's going to work, right? If you're going to,
absolutely. Oh well, belief is definitely the key. That's a separate thing. You got to believe it's going to work. And when you go out, the important thing is, it can be a perfect time to go out on your own, but it can't be on a whim. It's got to be well thought out. You absolutely have to have the right mindset, Rick, just as you know. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in your business idea. You have to believe that you'll do what you need to do for your business, that you'll have that commitment, commitment to obligation, to see it through the hard times, because hard times will come. They're going to come many times, but a way to get around that is to get through that, is to stay strong in your fundamentals. And what do I mean? I mean, looking at your operations, making sure you're running your business right. Looking at your sales cycle, making sure you have the right agreements in place, you know,
protecting yourself from those sorts of issues, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So at Garza Law, at my website, lgarzalaw.com, I post a lot of educational videos and articles for the small business owner so they can go on and they can see important fundamental things like knowing the right legal structure for your business and forming that way. That could mean the difference between getting a bank loan and not being able to get a bank loan. Get the right financing in place. Pros and cons of various types of business structures. Top considerations for when you're starting up your business or re-engaging your business after a downturn. top issues to deal with when you're dealing with vendors, employees, and employee relationships.
Yep.
How to compensate your employees, consultants. So
well, there's a lot to think about. There's a ton to think about, Landon.
There's a lot, and that's why I try to provide this help, this right. education on my website, so people can just go there and look that up and hopefully give them some direction. There's so much information out there now with the internet,
yep.
but there's a lot of misinformation as
Indeed.
Well. So
Absolutely.
Really going to a source you can trust.
Len, thank you for your expertise here. I have run over my time, and I've got a producer who's hollering at anyway. But seriously, thank you for sharing this with me, and we will make sure that we connect with you again in the future. Len Garza, thanks for being here on KDKA.
Thanks, Rick.
You bet. Founder of Garza Law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.